Arctic Records was hatched in 1964, the brainchild of Jimmy Bishop. He was a popular DJ on WDAS. Over its short lifetime, the label released about 60 singles, scoring an early hit with Barbara Mason.
Yes, I'm ready. I don't even know how to love you.
Mason was just 17 years old when she wrote and recorded Yes, I'm Ready. She was first discovered at a Philadelphia high school talent show. At the same time, Stephen Kelly was attending John Bartram High School in Southwest Philadelphia, and he formed a band that would become the Volcanoes. He remembers recording the song Storm Warning and taking it around to local DJs.
High Lit heard it. Jerry Blavitt heard it. It was a monster. We sold 65,000 copies alone in Philadelphia.
Although he was a drummer and a singer, Kelly never put both feet in the music industry. He trained as a medical technician and always had a steady 9-to-5 job.
I remember at the old Philadelphia General, we were performing an operation on a patient, and the girls, the technicians, started laughing while we were performing the operation, and the doctor turned around because he really got PO'd, you know. What's so funny? We just saw Stephen on Jerry Blavitt's show last night. And here he is with us, you know. Is that right, Stephen? I said, yes, sir. He says, congratulations. All right, now let's concentrate on the patient.
And it's all against the laws of love, what you've been doing.
The producers who worked for Arctic Records nurtured talent in front of and behind the microphone. One of its young proteges was Kenny Gamble, who would later co-found Philadelphia International Records.
Everybody was amazed at the Motown sound, trying to get that Motown sound. But in doing so, the musicians in Philly, they were able to create their own sound. You can't create the Motown sound in Philly.
Gamble wrote and produced dozens of songs for Arctic, including this one for a shy 16-year-old girl named Cindy Gibson.
I remember that's a good song, Step by Step. I wrote that song specifically for her, Cindy Gibson. Who did I write it with? Did I write it with somebody?
It's credited just you.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And you know, that's a long time ago that you're going back to, you know. But I remember Cindy, she was pretty good.
After releasing just one single for Arctic, Cindy Gibson never recorded again. About 2 years later, the Volcanoes also left the label. After much recording and touring, Steve Kelly says their manager, Jimmy Bishop, had a stranglehold on them. As both manager of the band and DJ and head of the label, Bishop could make or break his own artists. Kelly remembers the band going into Bishop's office one evening to pick up the royalty checks for Storm Warning.
We were given $100 a piece, and that was the first time the Volcanoes walked south on Broad Street crying in harmony, okay? And we decided to sit on the record and the contract. We weren't going to do any more singing.
The Volcanoes never did record for Arctic again. Some members formed the band The Tramps in the 70s and had a major hit with Disco Inferno. Even if he is critical of his old manager, Steve Kelly holds no ill will toward Arctic Records. After the Volcanoes dissolved, he became a Philadelphia police officer and recently retired as a federal investigator. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.